Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 5. The psalmist wrote, "A little while, and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace." In that psalm, there is a comparison being made between what happens to the wicked and the righteous. The contrast is striking, to say the least. What is important is that the wicked are among those who do not respect God and do not honor others. At the same time, there is God's blessings upon those who are deemed righteous. Jesus uses a similar statement about the meek inheriting the earth. Once again, our Lord wants his followers to understand that having a humble disposition will bring many blessings as opposed to any arrogance. Today on this edition of Moments, we will search the third beatitude in the Lord's list.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a Lord. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope.
I think it necessary to spend some time defining the attitude of meekness. It is not weakness, but it is a very strong characteristic of living humbly before our God. It is to acknowledge a dependency on God's goodness toward us and the grace that He has offered. To live with a humble or meek disposition is to be like Jesus. He said of Himself that He was meek and gentle. He humbled Himself to become part of this creation that He had made. He emptied Himself and lowered Himself to humanity. Philippians chapter 2 shares well that Jesus gave up His rights and His place in the eternal glory with God to suffer and die for us. We are encouraged and taught that we should have the same mind or same attitude that Jesus had. Another place where we see Jesus humbling Himself is when He washed the feet of His disciples at the Passover meal just before He died. Jesus took the towel and the basin of water and washed the feet of each of his apostles. It was a servant's place to do that task. When Jesus had finished, he said to them that if he, being their Lord and Master, could wash their feet, they could wash one another's feet. His point was that they could and that they should humble themselves as he did in service one toward another. More than once, it is recorded that these apostles would argue with one another who was the greatest among them. And Jesus taught them by placing a child in their midst and telling them that they should humble themselves like a little child. He told them that the greatest in the kingdom of God would be the one who served the most. I share these things with us so that we can see the picture of meekness. It is taking on the role of a servant. That is what we are in God's kingdom. We are here to serve. Just as Jesus said of himself, I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many. The blessing given by Jesus is that the meek will inherit the earth. To put things into perspective about this blessing, we need to remember that having things on earth was not of great importance to Jesus and should not be for his disciples. The Lord was not saying, we will have the earth, but rather we will find fulfillment in the joy of earthly life. That is not satisfied by having possessions of all kinds of things. It is rather the proper attitude about things and their place in our lives. In the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, the wisdom that is given was that gathering great wealth and property is not where we find purpose and meaning in life. For the one in search of all that can be had, it will eventually leave one saying that it is just a striving after the wind. For Christians, the earth is not our home. We are pilgrims on a journey to where our citizenship is in heaven. The Apostle Paul wrote about his desire to depart this life so that he could be at home with the Lord. He said that that was preferable over living longer here on this earth. What Jesus would point out to us is that the true values of earthly living is spiritual rather than material. The Lord has told us we should be laying up treasures in heaven where they are safe in God's care. Things of this world can be easily lost or destroyed. By placing our treasures in heaven, then the earthly things of life find their proper place or value in our life. We do not live with the fear of losing things. We face tomorrow because we know who holds tomorrow. We live with the assurance that God cares for us so much more than he does the sparrows and the lilies of the field. Instead of letting the pleasures of this life rule our hearts, we can live with the promises of God that the inheritance of eternal life is far better. The real joy and pleasure of this life does not depend upon the abundance of things we have. Rather, it is in the use of all that God has given into our hands to share it along the way. Some of the most content and happy folks in life who do not live in kings' palaces or in expensive mansions, more often than not, it is found in the hearts of those who have much less. There is not quarreling and battling over that which gives power and wealth. No, the meek humbly serve the Lord, who gives us life, breath, and all things.
Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
I looked upon my life and realized at last within my myself, there's nothing I can do. Yet here I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. I cannot be content until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. I long to give my everything to you. Take my life, a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Take my life a living sacrifice, knowing it's the least that I can do. Make my life a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you.
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.